Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We're thankful for you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for which our purpose to speak on those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. That's why, if at any time there's a question or a comment that you might have concerning something that we say on the program, we'd like to hear from you. Or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you're studying and would like for us to spend time and study it on the program. Certainly, we'd be willing to consider any Bible subject, any Bible question that you might have. But again, you need to contact us. You can do so by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by an email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. You know, the Libertarian Party has been alive and well for a long time, and I'm not talking about the political libertarian. I'm speaking of those who seek to take more liberties. You know, the more common argument that we hear is, it doesn't say we can't do it. And this is remarkably similar to something that obviously the Corinthians must have said in the first century for the statement to be found in answer in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 12 and also chapter 10 and verse 23 says all things are lawful for me. See, they too must have felt that they were free to choose their own moral path. I'd like for us to consider the response to this libertine approach to morality, so that we might be able to move beyond the false liberty of the world into the true freedom that Christ intended for us. Before we get into the response here and to the Corinthians concerning those so-called moral freedom, let's notice what is said in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10. Or did you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. You see, this is the sort of moral instructions that we must understand. It's plain and it's simple. The Bible says, in effect, these things are bad. Don't do them. And yet, this is not the end of this instruction, the moral instruction that we find. It's only really the beginning. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 12 and reading through verse 20, we see the response that is given to the Corinthians' assertion that all things are lawful. And in doing so, we see there is set forth a number of moral principles that will accomplish the true end of our morals as a Christian. These principles will free us to know God and to realize his purposes. Let's begin by looking and reading verses 12 through 14. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I would not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach, and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both, it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by his power. So we see in these verses that there is dealt with two mistaken beliefs. And I think these beliefs persist right on down to the day of you and I. First, we have the liberty to do what we want. But yet, we see in these verses we're told in no uncertain terms that if our perceived liberty ends up controlling our lives, our liberty is really slavery. And the second thing, the Corinthians believed that what is done in the body doesn't affect the spirit. They seem to have thought that the body was simply end with this life. But in 1 Corinthians 15, we see that our bodies are destined for the glory of a resurrection. And so there are two points that of necessity have to follow. First, if my so-called liberty ends up controlling my life, it's not worth it. Now, this may include a lot of things. It may include such things as pornography, gluttony, maybe the endless pursuit of obtaining material things. Well, you know, just pick your poison here. But second, we see these scriptures tell us that what's done in the body does affect us. You know, there are many Christians today who claim that certain morally questionable things don't have an adverse effect on them. But friends, this is precisely what the Corinthians were saying. And what we find in these verses that it's telling us is we're asking all of the wrong questions. Instead of asking, can I get away with this? We should be asking, will this help me get to heaven? Now let's pick up in 1 Corinthians 6 and start with verse 15 and read through verse 17. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So what these verses are doing is challenging us to think about what we want to be attached to. You know, apparently there were those in Corinth that felt that they could frequent prostitutes and not compromise their relationship to the Lord. But we see in these verses, and what we see in these verses reminds us that we are members of the body of Christ. How can we make Christ engage in immorality? And again, this demands that we ask new and different questions. We must not ask, can I get away with this and still be a Christian? Instead, we must ask, would Jesus do this with me? See, this is not a hypothetical question along the lines of what would Jesus do? Would Jesus go to this movie? Would Jesus take this job? All of these questions seeks to confirm Jesus to be our agenda. And friends, that's the exact opposite of what the world is trying to do. We know that Jesus did. It's revealed in the scriptures. And we find that the things that we're reading here in 1 Corinthians 6, these inspired moral challenges, they challenge us to pursue fellowship with Jesus. We must seek to conform our lives to His, and not the other way around. But then finally, let's pick up with our reading in 1 Corinthians 6, at verse 18, and read through verse 20. Flee sexual immorality, for every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For we were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So see, here we're told to flee immorality. And yet, however, we are also told to do it for reasons that are wholly different from what we might expect. You know, usually when someone asks or someone talks about fleeing immorality, they talk about the personal dangers of temptation. And certainly it's true that all of us should avoid situations where it is that we might be tempted. If you find yourself in such a situation, we need to run. And yet, this is not really the main point here. The point here is being made that we are the temple of God, and that sexual immorality intimately involves the temple of God in uncleanness. So, it's blasphemy of the worst sort. See, it's not enough for us to ask, will this behavior bring shame on the Lord? Because we are God's temple. We exist to glorify God. So again, instead, we need to ask, will my actions bring glory and honor to the Lord? If the answer is no, then we should run in the opposite direction. So, all of this comes down to one thing. Are we looking for the liberty to do what we want, or are we seeking the freedom to become all that God intends for us to become? See, the morality that we have in the New Testament, it's not an obstacle course that we have to somehow manage to get through in order to get to heaven. Friends, the New Testament and the morals that it sets forth is intended to remake us in the image of God. It's intended to free us from sin, and it's to put us into the glorious purpose of our Lord and Savior. And friends, that is what freedom is all about. To be enslaved to the lust of this flesh is to be just that. It's to be enslaved. May we always realize when we become Christians that as Romans 6 and verse 17, God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. And then let's look at verse 22. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, let's be sure we don't confuse the liberty that we can have in Christ and the freedom that we can have from sin and confuse that with the bondage and the slavery that we put ourselves into when we follow that immoral path of fulfilling the lust of this flesh, living according to the desires of this world. We see your time is up. We thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's still then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.